Brittle corn stalks border a backyard garden on Observatory Mesa in Flagstaff. They look dried up and ordinary, but Carol Fritzinger says peeling back the husks is like Christmas morning.
This is the first one I pulled this year, and it's just, I don't know, stunningly beautiful with blue and green and purple and yellow.
Fritzinger has grown glass gem corn ever since she saw a photo of it a few years ago.
Ooh, this one's a pink and purple variety. You just never know.
Because it's wind pollinated, the corn will mix with other heirloom varieties to create wild new colors, and even red and white swirls like peppermint candy.
Isn't it crazy? It is so fun. I want everyone to grow it. So I give as much seed away as people will take.
The colorful corn was bred by an Oklahoma man named Carl Barnes, who wanted to explore his Cherokee roots. He began working with ancient types of corn and rediscovered traits that had been lost to his tribe, as well as the Osage and Pawnee. He brought two small ears to a native plant gathering, where the rainbow colors enthralled a grower named Greg Shane.
And I went, oh my God, I've got to get to know this guy.
Barnes and Shane became friends. Shane took a handful of kernels to his home in New Mexico and crossed them with Pueblo popcorn. Ears appeared with not only brilliant colors, but a shiny, glass-like hue. Shane felt it was more than a pretty plant. It was a piece of the past that had nearly been lost.
That heritage is not only that you still preserve the genetic resource of all of that, it also has cultural memory. And that's a powerful force.
Shane says the corn's genetics stretch back to ancient varieties lost to Native people in the 1800s when they were forced to relocate to Oklahoma on the Trail of Tears. He felt the corn was a gift, so he gave away seeds to anyone who wanted them, including a couple that had just started a seed-saving school in, of all places, Cornville, Arizona, Bell Starr and Bill McDorman.
And we unveiled it at our first seed school.
Yeah, it was almost October 1st, 2010, when we went out to the front yard as sort of the
culmination with our class
and started opening it up. And it was one of those transformational, it was beyond belief.
People were crying in our class. They were literally crying. It was so beautiful.
A year later, McDorman and Starr took over directorship of Native Seed Search in Tucson, a nonprofit group. They put a photo of the multicolored corn on the website with Greg Shane's original caption, Glass Gem. It spread like wildfire. Thousands of orders for seeds poured in.
One ear of corn is that famous picture of Glass Gem. One little ear that's now changing the world and has, in the end, been called the poster child for the whole return to heirloom seeds.
Starr and McDorman are now directors of the Rocky Mountain Seed Alliance, a group that saves seeds by giving them away through a network of seed stewards.
Because seed saving is so magical, and it takes you so many different places.
And that's the point, is, in some ways, is that when you start saving seeds from something that you've grown, and then you plant it again, you're rejoining a ritual, a 10,000-year-old ritual that created all the foods we eat out of wild plants.
Glass Gem is not a sweet corn, but it's great as popcorn or ground into flour. McDorman adds it to his coffee, a personal twist on a traditional Mexican drink called pinole. But he says growing Glass Gem isn't just about food or beauty. It's about protecting stories and a sense of place. For KNAU, I'm Melissa Siboney in Flagstaff.